This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the Defense Innovation Unit could get a major funding boost. A powerful senator is asking the GAO to review the risks the Census Bureau faces as it prepares for the 2030 count. And a new bill is calling for a more permanent path forward for better relationships between federal unions and management. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. A pair of Senate and House Democrats is calling for a more permanent path forward for better relationships between federal unions and management. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin and Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz introduced the Federal Labor Management Partnerships Act Thursday. If enacted, the legislation would make labor management forums a permanent staple for the federal workforce. The lawmakers say the forums can help resolve employee concerns before they escalate. The new bill comes after President Biden signed an executive order earlier this month to reestablish the forums after they were temporarily revoked during the Trump administration. Congress is moving ahead with plans to cut the IRS's modernization funding. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Lawmakers, as part of a spending deal for the rest of fiscal 2024, are making good on a promise to cut $20 billion of funding the IRS got to rebuild its workforce and upgrade its IT systems. The agency still has roughly $60 billion of multi-year modernization funds left. The Biden administration agreed to these cuts last year as part of a deal with congressional Republicans to lift the debt ceiling and avoid a default on government debts. The spending deal also locks in the IRS's current budget for day-to-day spending. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Senate brings the funding hammer down on centralized IT modernization counts in 2024. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
Senate appropriators cut all three accounts that help fund government-wide IT modernization efforts. In the final set of the 2024 spending bills, lawmakers not only zeroed out the Technology Modernization Fund account for this year, but rescinded $100 million from previous year's appropriations. The Senate also reduced the allocation for the Federal Citizen Services Fund by $15 million this year, and OMB's IT Oversight and Reform Fund saw a $6 million cut. Lawmakers weren't done with the ITOR fund either. They also rescinded $10 million given to the U.S. Digital Service under the American Rescue Plan Act. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Congress is looking for even more details from agencies on their telework policies. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman reports.
The government spending agreement this week lays out six new requirements for sharing data on returning federal employees to the office. Within 90 days, the Office of Management and Budget would have to turn over all agencies' return-to-office action plans, lawmakers say. Agencies would also have to report to Congress on their use of office space and employee productivity. An OMB memo now almost a year ago told agencies to start mandating in-person work for feds at least 50% of the time. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The Defense Innovation Unit could get a major funding boost. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
Congressional appropriators proposed an increase of $840 million for the Defense Innovation Unit in the 2024 budget. The compromise version of the defense spending bill also requires the agency to provide Congress with details on the infrastructure, staffing, and authorities the agency will need in the future. The Defense Innovation Unit was created to bring innovative and promising technologies into the Pentagon faster. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Congressional appropriators reduced the Space Force's procurement account from $4.7 billion to $4 billion. They also reduced the service's research and development account from $19 billion to $18.6 billion. The bill cuts funding from the IT, data analytics, and digital solutions efforts. But the Tactically Responsive Space Program got a boost in the 2024 budget. The House and Senate are expected to vote on the bill today. The White House kicked off a new effort to change the perception that agencies don't listen to public feedback and aren't transparent in their decisions. The Office of Management and Budget released a Request for Information, or RFI, to gather input on the experiences of individuals and organizations, including from underserved communities, and how they inform federal decision-making and participate in engagement activities. OMB will use this feedback to help develop a government-wide framework, common guidelines, and leading practices for public participation and community engagement. OMB will hold listening sessions with the public over the next month as part of how it will gather responses to the RFI, which are due by May 17th. There's another 6 years until the next census, but the top Democrat on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee is looking for a status update. Committee Chairman Gary Peters is asking the Government Accountability Office to review the Census Bureau's preparations for the 2030 count in order to study potential risks, such as effectively hiring the large number of people needed to do the counting, managing IT and cybersecurity challenges, and following up with households that don't respond. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Friday, March 22nd, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.